Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me again on the Word Podcast. We are in the book of Hebrews, though today we're going to do a little rabbit chasing with something, okay? Remember the previous episode, we are in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the great gallery of faith, and we looked at the fourth verse, which deals with Abel. Let me just read it to you. It says, "By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks." Now, a lot of us are likely familiar somewhat with the Cain and Abel story. You know what happened with that? We know a couple of brothers, one of them killed one. And you may know some of the details, but I'm telling you, folks, I'm getting more and more to where I never take it for granted what somebody might know out of the Word of God. Okay? And it's not that, you know, I know everything or something. I know people that know everything. As a matter of fact, the more that you know, the more you realize that there's more to be known. Okay? There's so much stuff, even in just the words that we see in front of us, much less just a little bit under the surface. If you understand what was happening within the context, if you understand some of the original languages and things like that, it's just amazing what we see. So I'm going to take us back to Genesis 4. Okay, Genesis, the book of beginnings. Okay, Genesis 4. First three chapters of Genesis basically cover the creation. Okay, it's an account of that. Actually, a couple accounts of creation and how God did some things. And the Lord is revealing things to us at a multitude of levels. Okay, a multitude of levels. And so I'm getting more and more careful about being totally dogmatic about chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, saying, you have to believe exactly like this or you're not a person of faith. That's foolish with anything in Scripture, okay? Because the Lord spoke in so many different ways in those first three chapters. It's amazing. Maybe we'll go back and check that out sometime. But for now, we're in chapter 4. Excuse me. Again, it's still dusty around here. Now, listen to this. Verse 1 of chapter 4. Now, the man, that's Adam, Adam, that's literally what the Hebrew word there for man is Adam. Adam means man, mankind. So Adam was the first man. You actually see Adam throughout Scripture. Now, the man had relations with his wife, Eve. Eve literally means life, you know, someone who is living, something is living. So he had relations with his wife, Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. Okay? So he's the oldest son of Adam and Eve, the first one. And she said, "I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord." Okay, a man. And that word can be interpreted-ish in several ways, and it's used in several different ways in Scripture. But it's basically a declaration that a man-child has come with the help of the Lord. That help of is not in English, but we need it because of the Hebrew to where you understand that it's the Lord that was helping. You know, can you imagine? Can you imagine that having relations, and how much did they know about this? Did God tell them what was going to happen? Or did they just discover that she just all of a sudden start growing larger and larger and larger and wonder what was going to happen next and was worried about it and felt something moving inside of her? Did the Lord explain that to her or to them, Adam and Eve? Or were they just surprised? You know, I wonder about these things. You know, is it the kind of thing that they had lived for some period of time and perhaps had seen this manifested in animals already? Perhaps, I don't know. Sometimes I just have questions when I read things like this. And it's good to ask those kind of questions. Now, verse 2 continues. Again, she gave birth to his brother Abel. So she had two sons. Abel literally means breath. Okay, breath. So she gave birth to Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And, you know, neither one of those is a positive thing or a negative thing. One kept the flocks, one tilled the ground. So one raised flocks. Okay? We which is sort of interesting when you look at some things bigger picture-wise with all this. I wonder what he raised the flocks for. You might be saying, okay, maybe he raised them for food, et cetera, et cetera. Well, perhaps, except for the fact, at this time, I think they were still only eating vegetation, only eating of the fruit that bore seed, I think is the way the Lord described it in the first three chapters of Genesis. It's not until after the flood that animal is given to them to eat. And he may be a keeper of a flock for clothing and items like that, okay? But Cain was a tiller of the ground. He raised food from the ground. Again, nothing wrong with it. Verse 3, so it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. So this whole thing, and it came about in the course of time. Boy, that sounds like some type of British novel about the start, doesn't it? I mean, you know, what is that all about? It's just letting us know that over a period of time went by, okay? And that Cain brought an offering to the Lord, and he brought an offering of the fruit of the ground, of what he had produced. He brought it before the Lord. We don't have any account here of this being a good thing or a bad thing, whatever. He just brought it to him. Verse 4, Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of the flock and their fat portions. Huh. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. Whoa. What does that mean? You know, that he had regard, okay? That he had regard. When you look up that little word right there, it means that the Lord gazed at it, okay? That he looked upon it. Maybe the idea, you know, I wonder how he did that. That he, it carries the idea to look upon with favor, okay, to approve something. That's it. He looked upon it with approval. Now, how do they know that he looked upon it with approval? We're not told here in the scripture. Okay, I'm going to tell you point blank. We don't know. If anybody comes along and tells you, I know exactly what it was, they don't know. Okay. Now, listen, you can have an idea. You can wonder about it. That's fine. We can discuss that and you know, dialogue with that stuff all day long. But we don't really know what happened, how it happened. We just know that the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. Cain's offering was not received with approval. Abel's was received with approval. When you look through the Old Testament, you see that quite often, I don't want to say all the time, okay, but you see quite often that the way that the Lord received an offering that was brought before him was he consumed it with fire. He consumed it with fire. There's many accounts of that happening. And so I wonder if that's what happened right here. If one brought the fruit and the other one brought the fruit, one was consumed with fire, the other one wasn't. I don't know. It looks like that this happened at the same time. And so that's the reason that we sort of think that the Lord might have given some instruction to them about bringing an offering or something like that. Maybe not. I don't know. So anyway, the Lord had regard for Abel's. He looked approvingly upon that. He did not look reprovingly upon Cain's. How do you think Cain responded to that? Guess what? We don't have to think. Last part of verse 5, Genesis 4. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. Literally, his face fell. He was angry. He was furious, so, and he reflected it in his face. He had no poker face. So what was Cain's response? He was mad. He was angry because his offering wasn't received. I know a lot of people are going to meet it. Well, that's not fair. I wonder what that's all about. Well, we'll see more, okay? Our time's up for right now. We'll continue the next episode. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. Pass the word about these times, and I'll see you again later.